The Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks, which serves veterans in Arkansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma, is looking for a new director. Brian Matthews, who came to Fayetteville in December 2015 from Washington, D.C., has taken another job. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek spoke with Matthews about his time in Arkansas, and she has this report.
The director of the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks is leaving Fayetteville for a new job.
Sometimes, other career opportunities come about to continue to serve veterans, and so it's more so of a different opportunity than anything else. But my time here has been just tremendous.
Brian Matthews' time in the region adds up to 2 years. He's leaving the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks with a 4 out of 5 star rating, which is based on U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs standards. But early in his tenure, Matthews improved the system from 3 to 5 stars in less than a year. And he says, despite his departure, the system is poised to return to that rating once again.
Even though we continue to improve, if another facility improved at a faster rate, then that could affect our ratings. You know, we have some areas in patient satisfaction that we need to work on and some other areas, but nothing that's not achievable.
Matthews says he's proud of the projects he was able to undertake to improve veterans' access to health care. Right now, construction is underway on clinics in Springfield and Joplin, Missouri. Matthews says the system is also in the contracting phase of relocating and expanding the clinic in Fort Smith. And in Fayetteville, construction on a mental health and substance abuse inpatient treatment facility is expected to wrap up in March. The facility will have beds for 20 patients who want to enter a 90-day inpatient program. Right now, Matthews says local veterans have to travel to Little Rock to get access to that kind of treatment.
I feel like I'm leaving a lot of things that I was able to get started and I won't see come to fruition. All of these things took a lot of work to get to where they're at, and to not be here when they're completed. I feel like, that's going to be something that I miss.
And while he's leaving in the middle of many of these projects, Matthews says they'll be in good hands.
You know, one of the things as a leader that I would always hope to do is to have things in place where no matter who is at the helm, the organization will continue to operate at the level that it was operating prior to a departure.
In this case, the hands will be those of Associate Director Kevin Parks, who will be interim director until Matthews' replacement is found. Matthews says that person will have to handle the challenges that have been persistent during his tenure.
You know, we have to continue to work on our access. We have overall good access numbers, but we have pockets where we do need to improve. We have to continue to overcome the challenge of recruiting specialty providers, psychiatrists and GI docs and dermatologists and those types of positions. That's always been a challenge for us.
The shortage of specialists at the medical center means veterans have to be referred to providers outside the system. Matthews says everything he's learned from these challenges and successes prepared him to take over as director of the 2-star Veterans Healthcare System in Biloxi, Mississippi.
The biggest thing that I've learned is that it's about employees and it's about veterans and it's about the community. And if you tie all of those things together, then the natural course is for things to improve. The VA, we can't do everything on our own. We have to rely on the community for their support. We have to rely on our congressional offices for their support. We have to rely on employees. It's often said that a happy employee equals a happy veteran.
Besides the relationships that he's leaving behind, Matthews says he'll also miss living in the area.
This area is the best kept secret that there is. And being a Army brat that moved every 2 to 3 years of my life from the time I was born to the time I became an adult, from being a 22-year Air Force veteran that continued to move every 2 to 3 years, I've lived a lot of different places in my life. And so I feel like I have some credibility when I say that this area is one of the best areas that I've ever been.
And as far as what Matthews would like local veterans to know?
A lot of times veterans don't recognize the fact that they've earned their health care benefits. And if a veteran is not enrolled in our healthcare system, I encourage them to come by, see us, and get enrolled.
Matthews starts his new position in Biloxi on Monday. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzanna Sitek.